When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, we're rolling to hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. Mets.
Walk.
Yeah. So they're in the,
give me the lefty.
Top of the seventh, 3-1. And
2-1.
Trying to get through it.
Pedro Serrano's coming to bat.
We'll see how they do. Can they get their first win of the season in the first of this doubleheader, making up those games off the last 2 days when it rained? The biggest story of the day, of course, is the news from right before the show, according to Woj, that Julius Randle will undergo surgery now to repair that shoulder. It will end his season. And that's it for him as far as trying to make the comeback that he tried. He spent 2 months trying to come back to see if he could strengthen it. But all the advisement he received from doctors was that he might further damage it if he injures it again. And that could have serious issues on the shoulder going forward and on his career. So can't take that risk, can't take that chance. And so he is now done for the season. And don't mistake it now. There's a lot of people like, he should have just got the surgery when he injured it back in January. Understand something. If he had the surgery then, he would have not returned for the season either. This might impact his start to next season. Keep that in mind as well. That was always the fear, is that it's going to impact next season and whether or not he'll be able to be 100% by the time training camp rolls around. Remember, he started this year coming off of ankle surgery, and it took him a couple of weeks to get himself into rhythm after having ankle surgery. So it's going to be another offseason for Julius Randle of rehab, and then starting next season, trying to get himself into rhythm for the season. And so the conversation that we have had today is not just about the Knicks and what they could possibly do without him in the postseason, but it's also about an offseason that this would be a time to consider signing him to an extension. He's got 1 year left and then a player option after. So this summer is when you'd want to do the extension. And the question simply is, if you're in the front office, do you run it back and say, yeah, run it back with this group and Anobi as well and see what they can be over a full course of a season? Or do you say, no, I don't know if there are a couple of injuries now. He's 29 and turning 30. Do you really go all in and paying him in what would be a contract around the $35, $40 million range? Is that what you want to do? Or do you look for other options instead in this summer where a lot of names could be available through trade with teams worried about the new luxury tax threshold that is going to be implemented after this season? So we'll get to calls on that and a discussion on that and more. But first, Bart, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Brought to you by Bart Snacks.
The one time he is not eating is when he's saying the power hour. So all the Randle stuff is out there. And why I'm still really concerned is I wasn't surprised about the Randle news. I think you've kind of heard it in my voice that I've been sort of suggesting to you that I don't know if he's coming back. Like, he probably would have been back by now if the injury wasn't as severe as they were hoping it wasn't. He would have been back by now, but he's not. And now, of course, he's out. But OG Anunoby's not back either. He came back for two games, and then the elbow flared up again. Now they're calling it a tendinopathy, which everybody tells me it feels like tennis elbow. Bart, have you ever had tennis elbow?
Yeah, carpal tunnel.
Now, what is that? How does that feel?
Thing. Just achy, you know what I'm saying?
You know, now, it's a shooting elbow, so it's a shooting arm, and that's something that you have to keep in mind as well.
Yeah, so it feels wore out, you know what I mean? It's arthritic. It feels arthritic.
Okay.
If anybody out there has arthritis like myself, then they know what it's like.
So rest is the only thing that gets it right.
It's the same thing. It's like inflammation, right? It's the same thing he's dealing with. Like I told you, it's going to be about the swelling.
But now just imagine more centralized inside the joint. Tennis elbow. Like, people get it that, you know, type all the time. It's like just doing the same thing repetitively.
Right.
Ultimately, it's going to have to be an off season where he don't do nothing and just lets it rest and he'll be fine. But it's like when you pull a hamstring, you got to deal with the whole year. Ooh, wild pitch.
So
score on a wild pitch. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
So anyways, so that's why I don't know if you – there's no given that OG Anunoby is going to play. If the elbow is bad enough and the only way it gets right is with rest and there's 7 games left in the regular season and then there's a playoff.
He got to shoot a cutter his own shot and tough it out at some point. At some point, you got to say, listen, man, this it ain't nothing structurally wrong. I can't tear nothing. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and shoot that thing up, man. And let's let it do what it do, baby. But if he's one of those guys that's saying, hey, I'm good.
He's about to get paid.
Mm-hmm. I guess for him, without Julius Randle, does he think that they can win it all? Because if you think you can win it all, you pay because it helps your stock.
No, but they could be a lot more competitive.
Yes, but I'm saying
in the playoffs with him, because you put him at the 4, you keep Josh Hart where he is at the 3, and that's what you roll with that. You could be more competitive with him than you could without him. I don't know if you get out of the first round.
Right, but
with him, I think you can get to the second round, and depending on matchups, be a difficult out. But without him, I don't even know if they win a round.
But that's what I'm saying. For him, is he saying the juice worth the squeeze? Like, would I risk this and shoot it up, believing that, hey, we really can't go that far. We might win a series, but what's that to me? You know, let me get ready for my free agency.
Yeah, and the free agency thing is for the Knicks to get him the extension. I mean, they did trade for him. So it's suddenly this season has taken a major turn for the worse when the anticipation was at one point that with this group and the way they looked in January and the way they have played so hard down the stretch, even just the march that they had where they won 9-5, but they won 9 of their first 14 games of the month before the last 2 were those heartbreaking, you know, last second losses. They have been battling. Jalen Brunson was player of the month in March in the Eastern Conference. You know, like, they look like somebody that, boy, Boston's been rolling, but if the Knicks get them in a 7-game series at full health, that could be something special when we get to late May. But we probably won't even see that now. So all that anticipation is gone. And that is, again, frustrating when you consider in a calendar year, within a year from February to January, you had Edwin Diaz get injured, and that killed the Mets season. Aaron Judge get hurt, and that killed the Yankee season. Aaron Rodgers get hurt, and that killed the Jets season. You could argue Saquon Barkley getting hurt early in the year killed the Giants season. And then Julius Randle and OG Anunoby's injuries, and that kills the Knicks season. This is what we've been dealing with. And if you're a Ranger fan, wrap Shesterkin in bubble wrap now. Make sure nothing happens to him, because this is where we are right now, and it's frustrating. Let's get back to the calls at 800-919-3776. Let's see. Let's go to Baritone in Queens. Baritone.
Hey, guys, what's going on? What a sad day.
I know.
But, Alan, you remember earlier before we was like, OG would never be traded to the Knicks because of, you know,
clutch.
James Dolan.
No, because of clutch.
And
because he was repped by clutch, and clutch had issues with Leon Rose. And that's why OG left clutch and went to CAA, because he wanted to be traded.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Had nothing to do with the owner. It had to do with.
Oh, had nothing to do with it?
No, it was an agency rivalry that was going on there.
Okay. So now the thing is, I know you're saying that you don't think the Nets would engage with the Knicks for the trade. Because earlier, I believe Houston wanted to trade Jalen Green and give the Nets back the 7-round pick.
The Nets didn't do that.
Nobody take Jalen. Nobody's playing better.
If that report is accurate, they would have gotten a draft pick and Jalen Green, an immensely talented young star, for Mikal Bridges, who is a really, really good player, but they're trying to make him a lead dog, and that's not what he is.
Yeah. So I think they're going to realize, all right, we can't get those picks. Knicks is the only team that we can get 7 first-round draft picks, and I think it may happen. Mm-hmm. Now,
you don't understand. The Sean Marks is no way Josai and Sean, they are never going to do that because they know Bridges joining his Villanova buddies would be a huge story. The Knicks are already kind of taking the town back again, and it just they don't want to see that. There's no way they would do that trade. No way.
All right. So one thing is, all right, if we, I'm okay to keep. I'm just worried about OG. But the other thing is, what's Precious Achiuwa's contract situation?
Also a free agent.
For next season.
Also a free agent.
Oh, he's also a free agent?
Yeah.
Because the bench, we got to show up the bench.
Yep.
For next season. That's my concern.
Yeah.
If we're going to stick with the same team, Leon Rose and company got to show up the bench.
Well, they tried to with the trade with the Pistons. Thank you, Baritone. But those two guys, although, you know, again, Bogdanovich played a lot better in Miami, they really haven't had the impact that they were kind of hoping to have. Black Kev on the island. What's up, Black Kev?
What's good, fellas? What's good? How y'all doing?
All right.
All right. Here's the thing, guys. Y'all know that I've never been the biggest Julius Randle fan to begin with. But one thing I will say right now is that there's nowhere on the planet that I would sentimentality be damned. I'm not extending Randle, not because of just my total dislike for his game in general, but because I just don't think that I think he has definitely peaked. So for me personally, I would like to revisit trying. I'd like to find a way. If I want to get Timberwolves forward, I would always love to try to find a way to squeeze out Naz Reid, of course. But one thing I would love to find out is, what do y'all think about Isaiah Stewart from over there from Bart's Detroit Pistons? What would y'all think? How good would you think he would be on the Knicks as a starting power forward for that team, considering his skill set, the way his skill set is? He's a banger. He's a hustler, motor.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if his game's refined like Naz Reid, where he's able to shoot. He doesn't have that layer. Now, Duren is a guy that, you know, is intriguing because he's so much younger.
Yeah, he's 20-rebound guy.
Yeah, but Isaiah Stewart would just be like a tough, resident tough guy for you. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like a Montez Harrell type of guy. You know, hustler, like, you know, leader. Y'all damn sure ain't gonna lose the fight because he want all the smoke. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if I would think that he would.
Yeah, I would want to see Isaiah Stewart like giving me better than 6 rebounds a game. You know what I mean? Like he's 6'8", so I'd rather have a 6'10" guy.
You call him Jason Maxill Jr.
Yeah, it's not terrible. I love Jason Maxill. I thought he was a really good player. But, yeah, I don't know if Isaiah Stewart's really who you're looking for. You're trying to upgrade, you know. Naz Reid, I don't think Minnesota's moving him because they're trying to move. I think they're trying to move Cat. So I think they look at Naz Reid as a guy that could slide in as a starter and be effective. And, in fact, that's what you're seeing right now. So
Jonathan Isaac.
I worry about his health. I mean, he's good when he's healthy, and he's been very good for Orlando. And I believe he comes off the bench there. So it's not like he's giving you starters minutes. He is a really good defender, though, and he's a good player.
He's an excellent defender, but the thing about it is that I know everybody's always talked about the 25-10 that, or 20-10 that Randle gives you. And now I'm a firm believer that I understand that the numbers, but sometimes I always look at those numbers to be somewhat hollow numbers. You can get 25-10, but I prefer as it goes to stop another team from scoring as many points.
Yeah,
as
but
possible.
In today, yeah, so I get you, Kev. I get you on the idea of defense. I understand that, and the league is trending towards cutting back, allowing offenses to just do what they did. By the way, did you guys see Evil Dante last night? Malachi Flynn, who's a great guy, by the way. The Evil Dante is a funny little nickname, but he put up 50 off the bench last night. Malachi Flynn. Malachi Flynn scored 50 points in an NBA game. Like that, it kind of shows you, like the league. It's too easy sometimes especially when you're going against teams that aren't really trying hard defensively. I just feel like while we love to find defensive minded players in today's NBA, you need two guys that can get you 20 on a given night, and the Knicks had three, and RJ was traded, and Julius got hurt. And now you got one, and you're asking him to get you 30 on a given night. It's just a lot. Cameron in Elmwood Park. Cameron.
Alan, Bart, what's going on, guys? Alan, to your point, I think definitely keep this going. Resign as many as you can, you know, with the cap that you've got, and run this back. You have team continuity there. You know, you want to keep building on that. Maybe adding another player or two during free agency, sure. Drafting, you know, drafting, keeping your bench strong, absolutely. But, like, you know, it's New York, and I feel that, like, there's never anything that goes our way here. Like, you know, their franchises here are always getting – there's always a star player or two always getting hurt, and we just – and you just miss it, you know. So, I mean, at this point, I think that having – running it back with all of them, there's no other – there's no really another choice there. That, yeah, you can move on from Julius Randle, but he's got, what, 1 year left? Sign him to – maybe if you could sign him to another 2, maybe 3-year deal, keep this team going, and maybe, and just add some quality depth players – and see if you can, you know, go head-to-head with Boston.
I mean, that's the to me, that's option number one, right, Bart? That's option number one. Your first option is to keep the whole group together and give them a full season together. OG came in mid-season. Like, just see what it looks like. But you said something earlier in the show, which to me is what hangs over you when you decide, okay, we're going to stick with our group. What if the Suns get blown out in the first round, and suddenly the owner's like, I can't pay for three guys.
I'm paying extra tax for this.
Yeah. And Kevin Durant suddenly becomes available. You know, what if Donovan Mitchell is available and he's out there? What if, like, there's another star you don't even know right now that a team is like, we can't, you know, I'll give you Karl Anthony Towns. I know not everybody loves him, but I'll give you that. What if Karl Anthony Towns is out there and you can get him for pennies on the dollar in a trade that doesn't gut your team, and you're adding him, getting taller at the power forward position? Like, what if that is available? What if something else that you don't even know becomes available? Then what? Then you say, we've already committed to this group.
And then not only have you already committed to it, you watch them go right to Philadelphia, and you're like, man, well, and we have to deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Philadelphia gets them, Miami gets them, and now all of a sudden a team you didn't know was a rival is now better than you again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are the things. The easiest thing to do is love this group. They seem to get along great together. They have great chemistry. You don't want to break it up. You don't want to mess it up. Keep it all together. But there is that concern. Is this the right thing to do? That's why we asked the question. Let's continue with the calls. 800-919-3776. Mel in New Jersey. Go ahead, Mel.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. You know, there's really no Nets fans to call up, so I got to do this for, you know, Brooklyn. Got to do this for the Nets in my heart. Last night, I went to the game, man. Big game, you know. Defense stepped up. Noah Conley stepped up. Never heard of his name, but, you know, last night he had 10 boards, 20 points. So, with that being said, right, Dennis Schroeder, he had a double-double. I want to say Sean Marks, even when he had Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, he always put a good team together. I know the Knicks want Mikal Bridges, but I love the backcourt of Dennis Schroeder, Mikal Bridges. You know, I think Dennis Schroeder could get a double-double every night because he could get 10 points whenever you want, and he got a bunch of people who could score for him. Cam could score. Both Cams could score. Mikal could score. Nick Claxton had a great defensive game last night, you know, and he had some good offensive plays. Now back to Noah Conway. We never heard of him, but he stepped up big.
Mel, it's Noah Clowney, and he's been tearing up the G League. He's very, I think he's 19. He had a hell of a game. The Pacers, by the way, are embarrassing. Like honestly, like, guard somebody, please. But he had this kid, and he's been great in their G League team. They have developed him. He's a talent. 22 and 10, hit some threes as well. Big man. I think he's got great potential. Really, really good player. But if you're telling me that you're going to go forward with Dennis Schroeder as your point guard,
yeah,
then you're telling me you're not trying to win. I mean, come on. Like, they've got to do better at that position. That's a critical position for them to get right. Because they don't have one now. They don't have a point guard. And I'm telling you, stop asking Mikal Bridges to be your 1A. Don't think you're building around him as your centerpiece. That's not him. He's a really good player, but that's not him. Mario in New York. Mario.
Hey, how you doing, Alan? I'm listening to you guys. Listen, first, I would like to say my thumbs up to Dolan, because he's taking all the critiques, but nobody even give a big shout out. And also to Leon Rose, you know, believe in the process. They put the process in place and they followed it. If anything came through during that process that they can make the team better, they take it. But they're not going to deviate. Every year, their goal is to make the team better. What I have to say about Wendell as working in management, what went wrong and what? Why they didn't let him go the surgery sooner than when that happened? So now okay. We know he's not coming back.
Alex,
that's my question.
I thank you, Mario. I said it earlier. He wanted to see if he could come back. Because if he had the surgery, his season would have been over. That's that, they knew that. He would not be able to return. There was no window of, well, what if the Knicks got to the finals, could he return? Come on. Like it's that type of surgery that he would need to repair the shoulder would have that knocked him out for basically 2 to 3 months. And so you wouldn't be able to come back after being out that long and play in the playoffs. It just wasn't possible, right? So he wanted to try to come back, and he gave it all he could, and they waited as long as they possibly could. But they couldn't wait any longer. And so that's why, you know, it's going to be official. Again, this is a Woj report, but everybody certainly understands it. But that's why. It's as simple as that. You know, like he wanted to give it a try to see if he could do it, and it just didn't respond.
Hey, Alan, I had a question.
Adam Ottavino, how's things going for Adam Ottavino right now?
No, the question was, how far is 394 feet?
It's very far. It's enough to be out of City Field.
Oh, okay. That's what I needed to know because I couldn't see. I just saw 394 feet.
Adam Ottavino is a great guy, and you love like he's in New York and all that stuff. He struggles, man. Like
home run.
So yeah, the game the Mets are winning 3-1 is now 3-3. In the top of the eighth. So, sorry about that part. Rich in Albany, Rich.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Alan, you called it the other day when you said suspected. I just heard you saying, kind of reading through the lines, that Randall wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
And now that, going forward, you brought the issue up of what do we do going forward. I really worry about signing OG to a big contract. If you look at his track record, and how many games he's played. His first year, he played 76 games. Mm-hmm. And after that, he only hit 60 games, I think, a couple times. And the guy gets hurt a lot. And I'm wondering, is there any way they could, if they sign him, can they include in his contract some bonuses like they do in the NFL for games played?
Well, remember, 65 games now is important to players if they want any type of postseason awards. And you would think a guy like OG would want to be all defense. Right, he'd want to be in the because he should be in the conversation every year as an all defensive team player, but he wouldn't be if he doesn't hit 65 games. So there's that. But I don't. Go ahead.
He's only hit that a couple times. He hasn't hit it very many times.
I know.
That's what I worry about. I think I can't help having. I love the results that when he did play. They speak for themselves. But
yeah.
But going forward, I just worry about giving him a big fat contract, given his durability and his willingness to play hurt. I've had tennis elbow. I'm a golfer. I used to split wood with my – I get tennis elbow all the time. I can't see how that could stop you from being on a basketball court. I really can't.
Yeah, well –
I mean, I just – I'm sorry. It's pain tolerance, right?
It's
pain tolerance.
Put some atomic bomb on it.
Take a shot of cortisone. Yep. And then I don't get it. I don't get it. And it makes me very concerned and – I can't help but have a little buyer's remorse about that trade, even though I know the guy, his potential. But potential doesn't do you any good when the guy's not playing.
You know what, Rich? Sure. It's going to be something now, especially after the news of the Randall, you know, being out for the season. It's now for Anunoby. All eyes are going to be on him. I mean, all eyes in the locker room, all eyes in the garden tonight. If he's sitting on the bench, there'll be people yelling stuff to him about, come on, OG, we need you. He's going to be feeling it now more than ever now that this news is official. All right, we got more calls to get to, 800-919-3776, and more things to get to, including the Yankees coming home with 6 wins in their first 7, and the Mets had a lead, and that is now gone.
It's a bigger letdown than being a Mets fan.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So, Bart, you have the Met game on, right?
Yeah, you know how every team and every sport has a guy that can take a uniform that we all get and swag it out?
Okay.
I want you to look at the picture right now.
Yeah, Andrew Chaffin.
And look at how swagged out this dude is. First of all, he has the Magnum PA type of mustache from wrestling.
He's got the handlebar mustache that looks like that's beyond he's
Ice Road Trucker. He should be Ice Road Trucker.
Or he's in Metallica.
But then he got the curls, man. The curls on the lock is what's her name? Shirley Temple. You know, he got the Shirley Temple, but man, then he got the socks.
That is very curly.
But then he got the double swagged out tiger socks, dog, with the D on underneath the three stripes, with the blue, with the three orange stripes, man, looking gangster with the sanitaries, you know what I mean? And then he just sitting dude's ass down.
He's got the Kenny Powers look to him.
Yes.
Right? He's got that whole Kenny Powers vibe because he tucks the hair over the ear so it has a mullet look to it in the hat. He's got the handlebar mustache. I can't imagine, he looks on the mound, he looks all of 5'10".
I don't know.
I don't know how big he is, but they list him at 6'2". There's no freaking way.
Yeah, he is.
Like he's got that kind of energy going.
He represents the city of Detroit.
That's 33 years old.
That's how the dudes that work the assembly line at Chrysler look, man.
You're right.
Or they work the crane.
He's from Ohio. He's an Ohio guy.
Close enough.
He's got a gut. You know, he's not fat, but he's got a gut. You know, he really does look like Jake was saying in my ear. He looks like
malt liquor.
He was playing. If you had a baseball card of him right now, but you didn't have the year or anything on it, and I told you, this is a Tigers. This is from 1987.
Yeah.
He was teammates with Lou Whitaker. You know, you'd believe
it. Alan Trammell played golf.
Yeah, he and Alan Trammell were road roommates.
Yeah, he
you'd believe it.
Bet you'd kick your ass in cornhole too. Are we gonna get Timmy trumpets? Are we gonna get Timmy trumpets for the first time?
Well, it's tied.
No, he's walking out.
No, he.
Alan, I'm ahead of you.
Oh, you're he's saying no. Out. What I'm saying is
burm, 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 burm.
Do you play the trumpets
yes.
when? But it's tied. He's not coming in to close.
He gonna do both. I think he's gonna play throw two innings.
Do you do the trumpets later then?
No, he only come out once. You got to wait till he come out.
You got to get Mr. Met warm. He's got something. Got to get something to do. Right?
That's why we went to break.
I told Gelbsy. This is the amazing thing. I told Gelbsy to tell the director at SNY.
I'm sure he related.
Stop showing Mr. Met so much. And then what did he do? That whole game, he just showed him constantly.
That's like saying not showing a chicken. Who's the chicken for? It's a chicken for the Phillies or
the San Diego chicken?
The San Diego chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not like not showing the chicken, man. He's part of the show. He's more of a celebrity.
It's like the Philly fanatic.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Mr. Met is that popular, man. I'd much rather look at Mr. Met than look at Fireman Ed.
I mean, Fireman Ed is a human being. Mr. Met is a mascot.
But obviously, I'd rather punch Fireman Ed in the face than Mr. Met.
I think it'd be a lot easier to hit Mr. Met in the face, right? You wouldn't miss that one.
Nah, Fireman Ed.
It'd be hilarious to just like uppercut and just the head just goes flying into the air. Uppercut him, uppercut, it goes into the outfield stands, and then the apple comes up.
That would be amazing. It'd be so funny if you uppercut his head off and he got another mask underneath.
a smaller baseball. Like those Russian dolls. you just keep punching the eggs again.
they didn't play it, man.
I wouldn't. It's not a closing situation. Do you need to hear the trumpets for the close?
I need to get for a close. I need to get some energy out there. So I need energy for all 60 people.
Will you stand on their feet?
You damn sure can hear them. You got people at different place. Hey man, what time were we going after the game? You stand for the second one? Nah. They're on two different sides of the stadium.
The good news is there's no lines for anything. You can get your hot dog dipped in barbecue sauce and nobody will care. Take your time, Bart. There's nobody in line.
But it's a doubleheader. So what time is the doubleheader?
The next game is it like an hour after it, right? Because it's single admission. I learned that yesterday. So I can't imagine there's a long time between.
This dude's check swung at that. The ball was like 8 feet off the mound. He swung at it.
You're way too into this game.
Whew. He swung 340. At that.
340, Bart. 340. When do the Tigre come back to New York to play the Yankees? That's what I'm looking for right now. There we are.
They don't want that smoke. They don't want that D-twice smoke.
All right, here we go, Bart. May 3rd, it's Yankees Tumblr night. Tigers at Yankees, May 3rd. 7 o'clock start.
What day of the week is it?
Didn't I just say Friday?
Oh, Friday.
The Knicks could be done by then.
Come on, man. No, we're going to work the hell out of you, dog. We're about to get you on get
the
up
Knicks,
first day.
Well, I don't care.
No,
that's in the morning. I'm talking about at night. I might not have to work.
We're going
to
get you on
night.
MSG, SNY.
So, well, you don't want me
Como
on SNY.
After dark.
Clearly, you haven't put any word in for me on SNY. Well, you don't need me on the football coverage.
Well, Gelbs felt threatened. He was like, nah, man, like, I'm the resident cool white guy in this building. I can't have another.
Isn't Gelbs busy, though? He doesn't do all the stuff in September when he's doing baseball still. What hack do they bring in to host when he can't host? Who do they bring? You don't even know? There's got to be a Sunday that he's doing.
Because me and Gary Apple can never work with each other.
No?
No, he like it too damn cold in the studio. Like, we'll be fighting. Like, nah, bro.
Gary Apple's not a hack, but, you know. He's good. But I'm just saying, like, there's got to be somebody that they bring in and you're like, who's this? Right? You'd rather have me there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You and Willie Colon would love working with me. You know
Willie's already worked with you.
I know. That's why I said you got.
The closer is even better than the dude that just did the eighth.
I got to be honest with you. The Yankees-Tigers game on the Saturday, the 4th, May the 4th.
Ah, for Alan Hahn.
Star Wars Day.
You would have to dress up. You would have to dress up full Star Wars. And Willie can come and be Chewbacca.
And I'd be
Fat
Han
Baca.
Solo.
He can be Fat Baca. Well, and I can be Billy Dee. Who's Billy Dee's character? Who's Billy Dee's character?
Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, I'll be him.
Well, it's Garrett Cole.
I'm more of a Trekkie.
Jedi bobblehead giveaway.
Garrett Cole?
That's a 1 o'clock game Saturday the 4th. I wonder, do we go to that game on a Saturday afternoon or do we just, after our show, Friday the 3rd, we get some din and then we go to the Bronx? We just, like, we go Uber with it so we don't have to worry about parking. Right? What do you think? Well, maybe actually we could get the station to get us a car service.
That'd Friday? They got to turn up the – we got to be in the judges' chambers.
Well, we have plenty of time. We have a month to get this planned out. But don't you think that should be our first excursion on the baseball season?
Because we're gonna go to a
Mets game. We will. But I think we've got our first game because the Knicks could be done by then. I'm not rooting for it, but they could be. And if they are, that's a perfect first baseball game of the year for me and you.
Are you going to dress up?
No. We're not going to do the Star Wars Day one. We'll do the 7 o'clock on the 3rd, a Friday. So that's right after the show, and we go. What do you think?
I can do that. I like that.
All right. Let's come up.
I got to go order Cecil Fielder.
We know Winthrop's listening. Damn, John, let's get on that right away. Jake is cleared from having to work the K-Show that day, so he can come with us.
Who am I going to wear?
And then, John, get on that. We're going to do that. That's the game we're going to first, and then we'll figure out a Mets game later on when it's warmer, because there's no way I'm going to sit and freeze at Citi Field. If this team's going to suck, I don't want to go watch a bad baseball team.
Are we going to be in the judges' chamber and the suite? I need both. I need the suite and the judges'.
Well, yeah. Chambers. Well, Dawn's going to be working we'll be able to get into the suite. That's not a problem.
Okay.
But we have to go out to the bleachers, though. We have to do that.
Is the game between 12 and 3 so Bart can eat?
No, he can't eat. No, he'll be fasting throughout this whole thing. So he can't get a hot dog with barbecue sauce on it because he doesn't eat at 7 o'clock.
Well, what you'll realize is I drink during 7 o'clock.
That'll be fun.
So long as I get adult beverages, I'm good.
No, we'll make sure of that. We'll definitely make sure of that.
I have seen
that in action, and it is always a must-see TV.
I want plenty of pina coladas.
All right, so that's our first excursion. A month from now, find ourselves, and then you can go all in on your Tigers. They're supposed to be good
this year. I'm trying to think. Should I wear sweet Lou Whitaker?
Yeah,
should
go for it. I want Adam you to Trammell, wear a Tigers
Cecil
jersey.
Fielder. Maybe Cecil Fielder because he's on both teams.
There you go. I like that. And you're appealing to both sides.
Yeah.
Like you always do.
I love Branch.
Perfect. All right. Well, we didn't get anything covered in the show other than just making plans for our first baseball outing, which is exciting.
Well, we just encourage everybody else to come meet us there.
Well, I definitely think we've got to get everybody
to come out. We just improved attendance there. You know
what I love it. I love it. And maybe if the Yankees know we're coming, maybe they'll just pull one of the Garrett Cole bobbleheads, you know, the Star Wars Jedi bobblehead aside. That'd be nice.
Well, I'm going to need them to sign one.
I don't need a sign. I just want one.
I need my sign.
So 800-919-3776. We'll finish with your calls and more.
Jason Foley. Check out Foley.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Song openings. I mean, there's a lot of great songs that have that, you know, distinctive beginning to the song. Wherever I May Roam might be in the top 10 all time. Jake, you agree or disagree?
Oh, I absolutely agree.
Like, you get chills the minute you hear the first, and then the beat comes. Ready, Bart? Ready?
It sounds like some Cirque du Soleil. This is how Cirque du Soleil starts. This sounds like a Cirque du Soleil show, baby. When they're coming out and they're doing one of them, like, Vegas shows.
Yeah.
And they're doing them death-defying things.
You think so?
And Lindor swinging it.
But when you hear, like, you think, oh, okay, so the song's just going to go at this beat? Nope. Ready? See, it just speeds up even more.
Honestly, if you and Bart ever were a tag team, this is the song I need for you.
You think just if we were a wrestling team, this would be our song?
Almost like a what a rush.
Oh, yeah,
be perfect
yeah.
for Bart too, because he'd just be roaming all over the place
wherever he roams
wrestle.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'd be going.
I'd be definitely down.
Dabbing you know, hands up, Alan running straight out.
You know how it would work, right? He would tag me in at some point. I'd come in, get my ass kicked. I'd be trying to tag him, but he'd be too busy talking to people in the crowd and like playing to the crowd and maybe even yelling at the whoever's calling in on the side.
You put your hand out and I'm like, and then they drag you back right when you're close enough. I'm talking to somebody. Shut up! And they like miss you, like kick you in the stomach, and they tag out the other person.
And then you would turn around and realize.
No.
You would turn around and realize it was too late. It's like, it's over. And you're like, wait a minute, it's over.
Get in there and they jumping you like because the ref's telling me I'm not a legal man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Taking me out. You know they start kicking your ass a little bit more.
Right. The manager would would be holding me against the turnbuckle while the other two are just absolutely beating the crap out of me. Right. And while you're too busy just talking to people and just playing to the crowd.
Oh, boy. DeAndre Miller is beating the daylights out of Marino.
I'd be Marino. We could never be a tag team wrestling team. We never could be.
They just pitched around Alonzo.
Bola Bear?
Will the Mets get there first?
Yeah, so the Tigers have Foley on the mound in this tie game, and he comes in with a mustache and the mullet, curly hair.
Yeah.
Like they have all their pitching staff literally could have played in the '80s.
I'm gonna need them to have that Axel Foley music in D-Trois though when he come out.
That would be that would be actually a perfect to come out to that.
I'm gonna reach out. Oh, Alvarez, our hero, our Juan Soto. This is our Juan Soto.
Does it blow your mind though that Styles, as bad as they could be, always come back around again?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was nothing worse than the mullet, and the mullet mustache was a terrible look for grown men. And no one made, like I know you like to say, like, you know, a lot of
Magnum
times
PI.
Like, but a lot of times like you guys, meaning black men, can take something that doesn't look cool, like corny, and make it look cool, right? You guys have some special skill to take things that could be corny and make it look cool. You couldn't make the mullet look good.
Yeah, we took the frohawk, though. Like, you know, Harry Douglas just finally cut his off. He's like 2 years too late on the style.
He looked
Harry's
good
wearing
it,
the mohawk, but he's wearing the mohawk
I liked him better with it, though. I got to be honest with you.
He just grew a little he just grew a little microphone.
Yeah, I saw that. I think he's better with that.
Alvarez,
but I just the idea of grown men with mustaches these days, like to bring back the mustache, and I don't mean like the neat little one. I'm talking about the bushy mustache. What you doing, man?
Right, like Garrett
Wilson.
Look
in
Wilson,
the mirror and you know
like
you Garrett, don't look good. You know
Garrett
you
Wilson,
don't.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson has a decent one. Like, you know,
no, that's a little pencil mustache. I'm talking about these dudes that are wearing these bushy mustaches these days. Why are you doing this?
We call those the Magnum PI mustache.
Tom Selleck looked good, and nobody else did. Nobody else. I'm telling you. I don't understand some styles that come back. But do the Mets have a chance to get their first win of the season before we're off the air? Is it possible, Bart? I will let you do the play-by-play.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm not going to do the play-by-play.
Are you sure?
And it's the 1-2. Foley up with the pitch. Alvarez in the box. And swing. Double play. Alvarez too damn slow. And we're going extra innings.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.